Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Listen, I'm telling you this. The Cuomo stuff is a total distraction. You may be asking yourself, hey, Dan, you may be emailing me. I've gotten a few emails about this, DMs and other things, and tweets and parlays and other stuff. Why aren't we talking more about Cuomo? Because it's a distraction. It's a total distraction. The Democrats in New York have figured out that Biden is mishandled, New York is mishandled, and a lot of liberal states have entirely mishandled and blown the response to coronavirus. Parents are in an uproar over the potential for masking in schools again, which is not going to work, potentially closing the schools again. Businesses are being closed down in a lot of these liberal states, and they needed a distraction. And what comes along in perfect time? Andrew Cuomo, who, by the way, they didn't even like anyway. That's why I'm not wasting time on this. It is a total Democrat distraction. Democrats don't do anything by accident, folks. The reason they're throwing this guy under the bus now is, one, candidly, he's just a jerk. Nobody likes him. Ask anyone in New York. So they were like, let's just get rid of this joker now. We'll make it a national news story, and no one will pay attention to the fact that we want to close down businesses again. We mishandled coronavirus, and we want kids in masks in schools despite parents' protestations. That's why. That's all I'm going to say about Cuomo, because I've got a lot of important stuff to talk about today, including the new Fauci fear campaign. They're not even hiding it anymore, and possibly the worst soundbite of the week. We know Democrats are hypocrites. They usually hide it. Democrat Rep. Cori Bush is not even smart enough to hide it. This one is just fantastic. Sorry, I'm like joking on it. Folks, protect your online privacy today. Don't wait. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let's get right to it. We've also got one story today proving my golden rule that most Republicans are really Democrats. However, no Democrats on Capitol Hill are really Republicans. You will see that story coming up shortly. Folks, once summer rolls around, your underwear feels like you've run a marathon before breakfast. No way. We don't like that. That's why you need Apollo by Tommy John. Apollo men's underwear is proven to keep you drier and up to 7 degrees cooler than regular cotton underwear. They sent me a sample pair. Amazing. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics like me. I've been wearing them forever. Apollo underwear is soft, supportive, stretches for the perfect fit every day, and is available up to size 4XL. With over 15 million pairs sold, men across America love Tommy John underwear because there's no more flopping, there's no more sticking, and there's no more chafing. I have been a fan for a long time. The only downside to Tommy John is you will wash them, put them at the top of your drawer, and you'll never wear another pair again other than your Tommy Johns. The other brands are out. And like all Tommy John underwear, Apollo comes with the best pair you'll ever wear or it's free guarantee. Tommy John's new Apollo men's underwear is high-end for your rear end, and you can't get them anywhere else. What are you guys laughing about? They love Tommy John. Guy and Justin think these are the best ads ever. Right now, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Dan. Go to TommyJohn.com/Dan for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Dan. See site for details. All right, Joe, let's go. All right, folks, I have to throw this in there before we get started. Please do not miss my show, Unfiltered, on Fox this weekend. Saturday night at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Eastern time, where we will have who? You know, come on. Former President Trump, which is going to be spectacular because me and him are going to banter back and forth for a long time. Love the guy. Don't miss the show. Set your DVR now. Watch it live, Unfiltered. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Fox News Channel. My show, President Trump. Honored to have him on board. Okay. So Cuomo's a distraction. That's why we're not going to be distracted. And we're not going to talk about it because that's what they want you to do. They're trying to distract you because they're failing. It's not working. Everything they're doing for coronavirus to try and scare you, to steal your civil liberties, they know it's starting to annoy the hell out of you. Even liberal parents are like, no, my kid's going back to school and you're not closing my business. And they're like, what do we do? Okay, first let's try the Cuomo distraction. If that doesn't work, let's try another fear campaign. I'm sorry to keep having to hit you with this, but this is not going to stop. And if you're not aware of it, even the smartest conservatives can fall prey to it too. The fear campaign is never going to stop, okay? I told you months ago, I said, here's this Delta variant. Go back, listen to the show. I warned you months ago before this was even a thing. I said the Delta variant's going to be their next fear campaign, even though deaths have remained thankfully, as low as they were in March of 2020, thankfully, from the Delta variant. It is highly contagious. I told you there'd be a fear campaign because they need you scared all the time. It's the only way to get you to go along with their totalitarian agenda. Get it? Got it? Good. Now that the Delta variant, it seems like it's peaking this week or in the coming weeks, they can't have that. Why? Because they need you scared. Here it is, this morning. As if on cue, folks. Axios. Fauci fears a COVID variant worse than Delta could become. Worse than Delta. Not only Delta plus, Delta triple plus could be coming. It's never, ever going to stop. Folks, yes, viruses mutate. That is how the world, the cosmos as we know it works. The protein coat, the genetic material, the spike proteins, they can mutate. Why do viruses mutate? For the same reason mutations in human beings develop. We evolve, you know, genes change, genes are damaged, things happen. And the most survivable typically win the day. Of course, a virus that is more transmissible is going to be the one that's more transmissible. Is this hard to figure out? Like Fauci, who claims to be a medical doctor, again, the guy went to medical school, is playing this stupid role here, claiming he doesn't understand how viruses mutate and, you know, they could mutate, but it could be more dangerous. Folks, I need to bring some sanity to this. The man is a medical doctor. He knows very well that because a virus mutates to become more transmissible, which will make it more transmissible, does not necessarily mean it will become more deadly. This is now the second time I've had to go back to this post. This is from a blog called The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley, who actually has some experience in this space, like Fauci says he has as well, and keeps saying dumb things. The Delta plus plus, everyone's going to die. Please read this. I'm putting it in the newsletter for an unprecedented second time because you need to read the article. For those of you who are scared about Delta, Delta plus, Delta triple plus, Epsilon triple duple extra supercalifragilistic makes me halitosis plus. Virulent does not mean infectious. Published on Tuesday, June 29, 2021. That's the title of the piece. From the Matt Ridley piece, he makes the point that more transmissible does not necessarily mean more deadly. A virus mutates and becomes more transmissible. Therefore, if it's more transmissible, it's obviously going to be the one that wins the day. He says respiratory viruses tend to evolve to be more transmissible, but less virulent. They do better if you go out about meeting people. This is not true of insect-borne or waterborne viruses, which don't care how sick you are. Insects or water do the going about for you. He says, and this is important, again, I've read this twice because you please stop getting ensnared in the never-ending fear propaganda campaign. He says, Ridley, that's why there are 200 kinds of the common cold, none of which is virulent, including OC43, a coronavirus that probably caused a terrible pandemic in 1889, but is now a fairly mild and common cold. Folks, can a virus mutate to become more deadly? Yes, it can. Do respiratory viruses typically do that? No, they don't. They become more transmissible. But think about it. To become more transmissible, what are the things you need? I'm sorry again, I have to repeat this for those of you who've heard it the first time, but the fear won't stop until we educate ourselves, and we cannot rely on the media and the so-called public health experts to do it for us because they're not educating. They're diseducating people by making them scared and giving them false information in many cases. A respiratory virus needs a host. If it mutates to become more transmissible and kills everyone in days, like the Mutaba virus from Outbreak, you have no more hosts. Therefore, you won't have a respiratory virus because you won't have any host to transmit it. Therefore, these viruses become more transmissible, but in many cases, less virulent, less deadly. Does everybody get that? Think about his, he uses the contrast with the insect and waterborne viruses, dengue fever, whatever. They don't care if you die in a day or not, dengue fever. Not that it cares. It's a, you know, a pathogen. It doesn't know to care. But whether you die from dengue in a day or a month and then can transmit it to others is irrelevant. You're not the vector. It's the insect. It doesn't need you. Yeah, right. It doesn't kill the insect. That's right. If you die or not, waterborne viruses are the same way. All right. I don't like to repeat shows, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry, but I'm just getting very frustrated with the never-ending fear campaigns going on here and people getting suckered into it because it's leading to very bad decision-making. And Fauci is at the tip of the spear of all of this. Worst could happen. It could mutate into the Delta, triple, quadruple plus. You know who else had enough of this crap? Mark Levin. Mark Levin, if you have not seen this last night, this is one of the most epic rants on television I have ever seen in my life, including from Mark, who does some epic material pretty much weekly on Hannity. He went on last night, and given everything that's going on, Biden's absolute failure to control the southern border at all. I mean, there's no southern border. I don't even want to use that term. Biden has dissolved the southern border. He has made it a unistate, a unilandmass, I should say. Outside of Canada. Canada's closed. You're not allowed to come in from Canada. Anywhere else in the world, south, doesn't matter. South America, Mexico, Central America, A-OK. You just walk right on in, okay? So Levin has it right. Mark Levin went on Hannity last night. He's like, listen, this guy's opened the borders. He's ignored the Supreme Court and the eviction moratorium, which I told you about yesterday. Supreme Court, for the first time in decades, has ordered a president not to do something, and he did it anyway, Biden. He's like, nope. No eviction. Supreme Court said, you can't do that. You don't have the power to do that. Landlords got to pay bills too. Biden said, screw you. We're doing it anyway. Levin's like, it's time to use the I word. This is a little long. We thought about cutting it up, but then I thought, nah, you know what? This is worth every second. Here's Levin. It's time to impeach this loser in the White House. Check this out.
He's justified a federal statute, a Supreme Court decision. He knows that the CDC doesn't have the power to extend these moratoriums on rent. He says, we're going to do it anyway, because he listens to this Harvard emeritus professor, Lawrence Tribe. He's just violated the federal constitution. Now, let me say this. I brought this up on my radio show last week. Republicans, have you ever heard of the word impeachment? Are you guys going to go down to the border and whine yourselves to death? I know you're not in the majority, but you need to start explaining to the American people. This man just violated a Supreme Court decision. This man is the border wide open in violation of our immigration laws. I mean, you impeach Donald Trump when he's out of office because of a letter. You set up a phony incitement insurrection. This man is doing enormous damage to this country. People with the virus. He knows they have the virus. His government knows they have the virus. They're pushing them into the interior of the country. Now, what kind of a president does that to his own people? If he's not at least going to look out for the health and safety of the American people, then he needs to be removed. I know who's behind him, but the point is that's what impeachment is for. Not for the Democrats to chase every Republican president, but to get rid of this guy. He is a disaster. And again, I don't care if he's dim-witted or just stupid. It doesn't much matter. To allow people into this guy, first of all, to tell law-abiding Americans you're going to wear a mask even though you've been vaccinated. Little kids who do not give the virus or get the virus, you're going to be wearing masks because the NEA and the AFT told me to do so. Isn't it time to remove this? Well, isn't it time to remove this guy from the Oval Office or at least make an effort? So you tough guy Republicans who come on here, you tough guy Republicans on radio, how about it? The I word, impeachment. Let's start to talk about it. Or the 25th Amendment. It'll never happen, but let's start to talk about it. He's doing more damage to this country, as far as I'm concerned, than any single one of our enemies. That's it.
Oh, yeah, that's it. All right. You know, folks, it's time to start playing hardball. I said this a long time ago. Cutesy time is over. New rules are in effect. The old rules are out the window. The Democrats think impeachment is a strictly political tool to get rid of your political enemies, even when they don't have a reason. You know, fake impeachment one, fake impeachment two over Trump. Well, now we have a real reason. We have a president of the United States, the head of the executive branch, who monitors the chief law enforcement officer in the country, has them under his branch, EOP, executive officer of the presidency, who has dissolved our southern border and allowed a southern invasion, an invasion on our southern border. He has allowed, matter of fact, I take that back. Not as only has he allowed it, he has welcomed it in the middle of what they claim is an existential pandemic requiring the dissolving of civil liberties. If that's not impeachable, I don't know what is. The fact that he just ignored the Supreme Court and violated our Constitution as well, that's icing on the cake. These are real reasons to impeach. Get it done now, right now. No more BS from you guys. You know my golden rule. Most Republicans are really Democrats. No Democrats are really Republicans. This proves it right now. Get on the phone with your lawmakers today. Impeach this guy. Matter of fact, let me let you in on a little secret. I'm not supposed to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, I've been working on an entire parallel economy. I have an activism site coming. You know, I did a LinePay, Rumble, all these things, right? I have an activism site coming. It's going to allow you with one button to petition, contact your lawmakers. It's going to make it super easy. That's coming very soon, very soon. I'm going to recommend this is our first petition. What do you think? Get you, all your lawmakers. It'll connect you directly to your lawmakers. Super simple. It's not going to be complicated at all. I'll give you the website coming up soon. We're working on it. It's almost done. We're almost ready for launch. I want the impeachment petition to be first. This guy's got to go. This guy's got to go. I said a long time ago, the old rules are out. The new rules are in. The new rules are this. We win, you lose. Period. Full stop. The gavel drops. That's the new rules. We win, you lose. There are different rules in the trenches when you're involved in battle than there are out in the street. You know, you meet your friend in a bar one night. You think your friend drinks too much. You don't like that he smokes weed on the weekend. You know, you're in the bar. You tell him, hey, buddy, maybe you drink too much. You know, the weed thing, I don't know, probably not really that great for your life. You know what happens when you're in the trenches with that same friend and you're in an existential fight? Trust me, you're not talking about him having six beers instead of five or his weed smoking on the weekend. You're like, dude, shoot that one right now. You can worry about the old rules later. It's time right now to prioritize our political priorities. And our political priorities right now are we win, they lose. This guy's got to go. I get it. Levin gets it too. We're not in the majority. Put forth the impeachment resolution now. It doesn't matter. Make them vote on it. Get it on the floor. Get it in the news cycle right now. This guy has got to go. He is the worst president in U.S. history at this point. And believe me, that's saying a lot, considering just a little bit ago, Barack Obama departed the White House.
This town needs an enema.
Big time. A cleansing. Here's Jen Psaki yesterday, Peppermint P, up there at the podium, trying incredibly to blame Donald Trump for the catastrophic invasion happening at our southern border in the middle of their existential pandemic. I don't think we're in an existential pandemic. They're telling us that. Here is Jen Psaki stunningly trying to blame Donald Trump for this. I'll show you the numbers in a second, showing you again, she is a disgraceful human being, a liar. She has no evidence to back up what she's saying at all. She's lying to you, and liberal idiots are accepting it. Check this out.
Does the president think his immigration plan is working?
Well, the president continues to convey to anyone, as you've said, who wants to come to the United States, now is not the time to come. It is not the time to come and try to go through irregular migration. We want to have an effective process where you can apply for asylum, where you can apply for legal status. We have increased our investment in areas like the Central American Minors Program, allowing people to apply from within country so they are not making that dangerous trip. There's more that needs to be done. We've also instituted a number of additional steps recently, including expedited removals to move people out of the country more quickly. But we're still at work on an improving a process and improving a system that was very broken when we took office.
The system was broken when they took office. One of the most tragically hilarious things I've ever heard from this dunce at the podium. I mean, either one of two options. There's no option three or C here. Either this is one of the dumbest human beings to ever occupy that post, or she's just a very skilled, articulate liar. That's the real answer right there. She's not stupid. Folks, facts don't lie. Jen Psaki does, and so does Biden. Here are the numbers. Let's go back to this Wall Street Journal piece, October 14, 2020. Illegal border crossings rise since hitting three-year low in April. Here, after this pandemic initially hit, President Trump made a decision to declare an emergency at the border. The number of people crossing into the country, because it allowed Border Patrol to deport them immediately, dropped substantially. Here are the numbers. This is the catastrophe you inherited. Here, I'll read from the piece because facts matter. It says apprehensions along the border have been steadily increasing since hitting a three-year low in April of just over 16,000, the first full month after President Trump declared an emergency at the border in March, citing the coronavirus pandemic, in authorizing border agents to quickly remove nearly every foreigner caught crossing into the U.S. without giving them a chance to ask for asylum. Come back to me. You know what the numbers are now? So Trump declares an emergency at the border. We remove people immediately. What are the numbers now? We get 16,000 people we had dropped to. The numbers now are over 188,000. Tell me again. Tell me again how Biden inherited a broken situation. It wasn't perfect. The numbers did go up after the emergency at the border, after the emergency declaration had waned. But they were never, ever anywhere near they are now. She is lying. They could declare an emergency at the border tomorrow, authorizing border agents to do the same thing. Remove every foreigner entering into the United States without permission. They could do it right now, and they could drop the numbers arguably below 16,000 from the near 200,000 they are now. They won't do it. They won't do it. It is a dereliction of duty. Biden needs to be impeached immediately. 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 We said it, what, 2 days ago? Wasn't that the title of the Monday show? Biden should be impeached?
Yeah.
He needs to go stat. Oh, what's it going to leave us with? Kamala Harris? Can't get any worse than it is now. Seriously, can't get any worse than it is now. It can be as bad, but it can't get worse. The man needs to be impeached immediately. We need to send a message to the world that this is not a lawless country. All right, I'm going to get to Ron DeSantis in a second because DeSantis has had enough of this, too. DeSantis gave a presser yesterday, and Biden, there are multiple distraction mechanisms going on. I've been discussing them this week to distract you from their failures and their takings of your liberty, right? You have the mask mandate distraction. They know masks aren't going to do a damn thing. They keep talking about it anyway. The Florida distraction and the Cuomo distraction. These are what Democrats want to talk about. We're not going to let them under any circumstances. It's not happening. Not here, not today, not tomorrow, not next week, and next year doesn't look good either. Folks, today's show also brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Not long ago, companies existed to provide products and services. Remember that? The halcyon days? You sell a product, people buy it because they see value in it? Yeah, those days are gone. Companies now are all in for leftist propaganda. Some of them are anti-American and anti-family as well. There aren't many companies that have the courage to stand up for our values, our Constitution, all the things that matter to us. But one of the first were our friends at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage, and it uses the same towers as all the major carriers. So you get the same great service, plus they have plans to fit any budget. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team has the highest rating among wireless carriers. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, the Constitution, sanctity of life, veterans, and first responders. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free phone activation with the offer code Dan. They also have special discounts for veterans and first responders. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares traditional family values. Get away from those big mobile players. They can't stand us. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan, patriotmobile.com/Dan, or call 972-PATRIOT today. Thanks, Patriot Mobile. Okay, here's, before we get to that, the blaming of Ron DeSantis is a very tactical maneuver by the Biden White House. The Biden White House, again, needs distraction mechanisms. The Democrats are using Cuomo for that. They're using the distraction of the mask conversation to do that as well. But they want the focus on Ron DeSantis in Florida because cases have gone up down here. Not necessarily deaths or hospitalizations compared to March of last year, but cases. They see cases as a political talking point. Ron DeSantis is having none of it. So here is Ron DeSantis strikes again. This is 2 days in a row of Ron DeSantis strikes again. So he strikes again. Check this out. Here's him spitting flames yesterday. He's having none of this crap from Joe Biden. Check it out.
Joe Biden has taken to himself to try to single out Florida over COVID. This is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide open southern border. You have hundreds of thousands of people pouring across every month. And it's not just from Mexico. In fact, it's rarely from Mexico. You have over 100 different countries where people are pouring through. Not only are they letting them through, they're then farming them out all across our communities across this country, putting them on planes, putting them on buses. Do you think they're being worried about COVID for that? Of course not. So he's facilitating. Who knows what new variants are out there? But I can tell you, whatever variants are around the world, they're coming across that southern border. And so he's not shutting down the virus. He's helping to facilitate it in our country.
You see how I tie this back to the beginning of the show? Remember Fauci at the beginning? The Fauci fear campaign? New mutations could be worse than Delta. Worse than Delta Plus. Worse than Delta Plus Plus Plus. They could be terrible. Everyone's going to die. But notice how Fauci doesn't bring up the fact that maybe some of these mutations are being carried across our southern border by the hundreds of thousands of people a month we're not testing and allowing in the country. Joe, you think that's possible? Hundreds of thousands of people pouring into the country, we're not testing them. You think that's possible? Yeah, Joe, just to be clear, you're not a PhD epidemiologist, but you are a smart guy. You think it's possible that just one of those people could be carrying a mutation themselves? Dude, just a little possible.
You're making me think, but
just
yeah,
a little bit. Joe's like, yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, thanks.
Joe. A little bit.
Yeah.
But no, they don't want to talk about that. DeSantis is right. The potential creator of new variants is Joe Biden, who refuses to close our southern border in the middle of what he claims is an existential pandemic. So much so, you have to forfeit your liberty away and go outside with a mask on because he told you so. What would we do without Ron DeSantis? I discussed it yesterday on my radio show. I'll bring it up again. Ladies and gentlemen, McAllen, Texas, according to reporter Bill Malugin from Fox. McAllen, Texas, in 1 week, had 1,500 illegal immigrants infected with coronavirus released in and around their community. 1,500. And you want to lecture us about new variants. You can take a back seat and shut your pie holes. You have zero credibility. It is way past time to impeach this zero in the White House. All right, moving on. I've got my beach ball theory coming up. I've also got this story in The Hill, which is quite interesting. Going back to my theory, the golden rule, folks. Most Republicans are really Democrats, but no Democrats are really Republicans. Read this article sent over this morning by producer Jim from the radio program, The Hill. Senate GOP, does that say Senate Dems? No, Senate GOP poised to give Biden a huge political victory. Yeah, you know the infrastructure bill? The pork you structure bill that has almost nothing to do with infrastructure at all. Yeah. It's GOP senators, supposedly GOP senators, not even rhinos. They're not Republicans. They're Democrats. They're not Republicans in name. They're just Democrats. They should just change the affiliation. Why pretend anymore? What's the point? Well, Chip Roy, who's great. Chip Roy's fantastic. He is a congressman from Texas who actually gives a damn about, you know, principles. We have so few of these left, sadly. He likes naming names, and I love him for doing it. He says, hey, here are the GOP senators who want to empower the leftists and spend money we don't have. He's talking about this infrastructure bill, $1.5 trillion. Biden's going to chalk this up as a huge political victory, spending money we don't have on infrastructure in Louisiana for people in Florida. Why are we paying for this? And most of it has nothing to do with infrastructure, by the way, at all. I have an article in the show notes today, the 9 things that are in here that are just a total waste of nothing to do with infrastructure. One of them is like invasive weed species studies. Yeah. How's that infrastructure? Maybe a study for like the company invented Roundup. I'm not sure it's anything to do with infrastructure. Hey, back to Chip Roy. Here are the senators who are going to give Biden a political victory, spend money we don't have on a bill that has almost nothing to do with infrastructure. Blunt, Burr, Capito, Cassidy, who's a total loser. Collins, Kramer, Crapo, Graham, Lindsey Graham, not coming through again. Lindsey, big talker. Young, Grassley, Hoeven, McConnell, Murkowski, no surprise there. Portman doesn't care. He's leaving. Reese Romney again. Romney, the Jeff Flake of Mitt Romney's. No shocker there. And Tom Tillis, North Carolina. There's your class of rhinos right there who are going to hand Joe Biden a $1.5 trillion check to stick it to Republican voters around the country and have you pay for infrastructure, you know, in northwestern East tuna fish if you live in South Florida, and then invasive plant studies. That's them. That's the Republicans. Proving again my rule that most Republicans are really Democrats, and there they are. Chip Roy, keep it up. Keep naming those names. If you want to come on my radio show, just let us know. We can talk about them, all of them, by name. Glad you're happy to do it. I am too. Let's make conservatism conservative again. How about that? That should be the new 2024 Donald Trump. Let's make conservatism conservative again. All right, my beach ball theory is back. You know the beach ball theory? The beach ball theory is this. The energy and the joy and the elation tyrants derive from pushing the beach ball of freedom and liberty underwater, from suppressing people, is never enough energy to overcome the energy of free people get in rebelling against it. They are going to be free. They are not going to let you suppress them for long. I told you, sometimes it takes time. These suppressors and tyrants have the media on their side. In some countries like Cuba, they have the army and the intel services on their side. But eventually they all fall because the energy to be free is far more powerful than the energy people derive by suppressing people. It's the beach ball theory. You're seeing it now in Melbourne, Australia. And a round of applause for the Australians who have had enough of turning their place into a prison colony. The Australian government has completely abdicated its responsibility to people. They become nothing more than North Korean-like tyrants, locking people in their homes, sending military people out in the street, helicopters to send people, oh, coronavirus, you're not allowed out. This is an outrage of epic, cosmic-like proportions. I am with you, Australia. I will always be with you. The Australians have had enough of it. Here's a street protest, a quick video from a street protest that's brewing right now. This goes on for a while. I'm sorry, but the sound is a little, we couldn't hear if they were cursing or not. So Joe, as any good producer was, there's a few beeps in there.
Yeah.
But this is a massive street protest in Melbourne, Australia. People giving the big double-barreled to the Australian monarch fascists running this place into a prison colony right now. Check this out. Can't hold that beach ball underwater for long, folks. I'm warning you. Can't do it. People are not going to take it. When politics hits your kitchen table, candidly, folks, a lot of people, and it's not a moral judgment. I did it too. It was me too. Most people just want to be left alone. They want to go to their kids' baseball games, soccer games, football games, whatever it is. Hit the high school game on Friday night. Watch the college game on Saturday. I don't watch the NFL, so forget Sunday. They want to go out to dinner once in a while. They want to enjoy their wife, their kids, have family time, meet with their neighbors, have a few beers. They just want to be left alone. They want to go to work. It shouldn't come as a surprise to many of you listening. Most people don't want to do politics. But politics wants to do you. Yeah, that's right. You can't avoid it forever. Politics makes people power hungry. Remember the Chuck Ecker's great line that he told me before he passed? Chuck Ecker was a politician in Maryland. Why does government continue to grow? Because there's no power in yes. Government enjoys telling you no. Because when government tells you no, you have to go to them to get to yes. And what do you have to do? You have to pay your bribe. You have to pay your political donation. It empowers them. It makes them feel good to tell you no. There's no power for them in telling you yes. Only a no in making you get to yes. Government will continue to grow and grow. It will eventually knock on your door. You can't avoid it for long. Government will come knocking on your door. You can't avoid politics forever. When politics hits your kitchen table, like it is in Australia right now, where you have good, hardworking people, our Australian liberty warriors over there, their businesses being bankrupt, their kids being sent to another quarantine, not being allowed, air quotes, to socially interact with their neighbors, that beach ball's not going to stay underwater for long. I warned you, to all of the politicians watching, these things have gone viral in Australia. The numbers and the downloads of our show from Australia are through the roof. But folks, you may say to yourself, if you're in the United States, is this going to affect us here? Yes, it is going to affect us here. You don't think this is right around the corner with the next variant? Delta plus plus with people like Fauci in charge? Fauci is even dumber than the people in Australia. When politics hits your kitchen table, it's tough not to take a plate. You're going to have to fight back sooner or later. This is going to knock on your door. And to those fighting back now, many of you listen to the show, you have my sincere gratitude. Warriors for freedom. You're what matters. You're at the tip of the spear. You're on the front line. All right, I got a lot to get to today because there's been a lot of stories I've had to push back to later in the week, given all the breaking news. But this is how you turn a negative into a positive, a big negative into something positive. President Trump's focus on election security and the Republican Party's focus on election security after the disaster of 2020. Washington Examiner, look at the result. Paul Bedard, election cheating surges to top U.S. issue. Most want photo ID. Folks, 74% of people now want voter ID. I know the 2020 disaster was a huge negative. I get it. I'm with you. I've been there. I understand. I've run for office myself. I don't speak with forked tongue. There were very credible allegations in my race for Congressional District 6 in Maryland of fraud. I lost the race by 1 point. I lost the race by 1 point. There were claims that upwards of 10,000 plus people in a largely Democratic enclave in my election voted who had claimed within the last 6 months on their jury duty forms that they weren't citizens. I don't tell you that's not a sob story. I lost. It's over. Do I believe I really lost? I'm not sure. I can't prove a counterfactual. But folks, I had to get up and I had to do something. This is how we do it. We got to fix this to make sure this doesn't happen again. You're doing it right now. You're telling your elected officials, we are furious about what happened in 2020. We want changes. You're pushing it to the top of their agenda, and some changes are happening. We've seen it in Arizona. We've seen it in Florida. There's a push for it going on in Pennsylvania. It's not perfect. No one should rest on their hands and go, oh, we did it. We didn't do any. We did it a little bit. But keep this issue at the forefront, election integrity. You're doing it. It matters. It's how you turn a big negative into at least right for now what could be a small positive. People are looking at these polls. Haven't you noticed the Democrats have piped down a whole lot about HR1, that disastrous election takeover? Haven't you noticed that? You think that's by accident? That's you doing it. That's your hard work and your activism. Good job. All right, here's that video I talked about in the beginning of the show. If this, guys, wouldn't you agree? Is this like in the realm of out-of-touch politician videos? What do you think this ranks? We probably run a couple hundred. This is probably top five, maybe top three. Joe, what do you think?
It's got to
top five easy,
top
right?
Top five easy, dude.
Totally out of touch. This may be a medal stander. You know, gold, silver, bronze. This may be a top three. Here is just, a joke of a public official, Cori Bush, an embarrassment to the office. She's a congresswoman. Congresswoman Cori Bush wants to make sure that crime rates in your neighborhood explode, that your home is invaded, you're robbed, your car is broken into, your kids are harassed. She doesn't care at all, Cori Bush. Why? Because Cori Bush has private security. Rather than running from this embarrassment, wait, Ms. Bush, Congresswoman, just to be clear, you want to defund the police in high crime areas, ensuring that the citizens are preyed on by the wolves of society. Potentially murdered, assaulted, burglarized, raped. All of that stuff can happen. You want to take their police away, but you're okay because you claim there's death threats on your life and you have private security. Not only does she run from it, she goes on a rant attacking the people, calling her out for this hypocrisy. Here it is. Top five out-of-touch loser politician videos I've ever seen. Check this out.
I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety nets.
Dude. There you go. We're at least a threefer.
Yes, sir.
We very rarely get a quadruple Muttley. That was at least a triple. I was hoping. I wasn't saying. I was just waiting. I wasn't going to say anything. If you stopped at a single Muttley, there was going to be silence. This show would have had 5 minutes because it's not radio. It's podcast. We can do. And the radio, I don't know if you know this. You go silent for more than 7 seconds. The best of kicks in because they think there's been a transmission break. Not on podcast. I would have left it silent. I don't care. We could have done 5 minutes until you played at least a minimum of a double. But I agree with your judgment. Joe's judgment, no one knows the Muttley better. That was a minimum of a triple Muttley right there. What an idiot. What did she say at the end? What was the thing at the end? She says, suck it up. Suck it up, losers. You can get your dumb asses robbed, burglarized, get your cars broken. Suck it up, idiots. I got my private security. What a moron. This could be one of the dumbest human beings on Capitol Hill, which is saying a lot because the sample size of dumb people, right? If there was a sample size, say 10% of the population has an IQ hovering around like double digits. Of those people, the dumbest of those managed to get elected to Congress and the Senate. So that sample size is really, really dumb. And then you have the dumbest, you have like Cori Bush. Like that's really an impressive amount of stupidity. Suck it up.
Smells.
Smells. If that's right, dude, if that is not the Michael Anton Smales exhortation, I don't know what is. You know the Smales exhortation, Judge Smales from Caddyshack? You'll get nothing, constituents, and you'll like it. Suck it up. Good. That's good call. That is absolutely the Smales exhortation. What an idiot. Now, I love pointing out examples of Democrat hypocrisy. This one is not as horrendous as Cori Bush because that's hard to do. But this one's worth your attention to. Again, pointing out how just out of touch these elitist snobs in the Dem Party are. Here's a story in the Post-Millennial by Hannah Nightingale. Remember those Texas Democrats that fled to D.C. for activism, voter integrity? Yeah, whatevs. Remember that? Yeah, well, two of them are in vacation in Portugal right now. Suck it up, Key says. Suck it up, Texans. Suck it up. These Democrats, we really got election security, the new Jim Crow. So just to be clear, you believe this is the new Jim Crow, Texas's efforts to clean up its elections, make them easy to vote in, but hard to cheat in. You think that's Jim Crow, that black voters are literally being kept from the polls, because that's what Jim Crow was, segregation. That's what that was. You believe that. You believe it so much. You're in Portugal on vacation. Good job. Good job. Well done, fellas. Well done. Nice. I don't know if they're fellas, ladies. I don't even know. Don't care. The fact that they're Democrats is all that matters because it just proves their hypocrisy. What a bunch of idiots. Matt Palumbo, if you're listening, please, please put that up on BonginoReport.com. We need that story right at the top, along with Cori Bush. That would be spectacular. All right, let me get to my third sponsor, and then I have a story in Breitbart about the infrastructure bill, which includes a study to increase taxes Biden said would never happen. Huh? You should be saying, huh? I'm saying, huh, too. Read that today. Hey, you know I love the Teeter inversion table. Now Teeter's bringing you a full-body, zero-impact exercise with one terrific but simple machine, the Freestep Recumbent Cross Trainer. I use it every other day. Fitness plays a huge role in my life. It keeps me energized, sharp, and ready to take on the day. My wife and I love the free step because, you know, I get banged up pretty bad. My joints are bad. I have to get my daily exercise in. And what I like about it is it's zero impact, and you want to hit it super hard, you can hit it super hard. You want to take an easy day, just burn a few calories, get the sweat going, you can do that on the free step too. It's totally unique to anything else out there. It's really low impact. With technology, it's licensed from commercial PT equipment. You'll experience a smooth, linear stride. Protects your joints better than any other cardio machine. You can dial up the resistance to warm up your joints or really crank it up for an amazing calorie-burning workout. I do these like Tabata sprints on it. Crushes it. It's full body. Top, bottom, you get everything. Freestep has proven to burn 17% more calories than a recumbent bike. When you exercise on the Freestep, your joints will feel great. Your muscles will get challenged. You'll want to work out on it every day. It's a real pleasure. Plus, you get access to trainer-led workout videos on the free Teeter Move app. Over 3 million people have put their trust in Teeter. They've been in the health and fitness industry for over 40 years. Don't wait. Pick this up today. Teeter has an exclusive offer for you. Get the Teeter Free Step Recumbent Cross Trainer for $100 off when you go to teeter.com/Dan. The Teeter Free Step is over 1,000 reviews on Amazon with a 4.6 star rating. With this exclusive deal, you'll get $100 off when you go to Teeter, that's T-E-E-T-E-R, teeter.com/Dan. You'll also get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's no reason not to try it. Remember, you can only get the Teeter Free Step Recumbent Cross Trainer and save $100 by going to teeter.com/Dan. That's teeter.com/Dan. Check it out. This machine kicks butt. One of my faves. So here's the article I was talking about in Breitbart. Remember when Biden said, I'm not going to raise taxes on anybody that makes less than $400,000. That was a lie. It was a lie then. It's a lie now. Biden's full of crap. He deserves to be impeached. He's a total liar and a corruptocrat. And again, the worst president in United States history at this point. And that is saying a lot because Barack Obama just got out of office just a few years ago. Here's the article. It'll be in the show, in the newsletter show notes today. Infrastructure bill includes a pilot program to track your vehicle miles. If this is not the revenge of unintended Democrat consequences, I don't know what is. What do I mean? What do I mean by that? Well, the Democrats love electric vehicles, despite the damage done to the environment by having to mine rare earths, despite the waste left over by these massive batteries. You know, Democrats don't care. They heard one time that they should be into electric vehicles because AOC and Cori Bush told them so. You know, Cori Bush, private security lady, telling you to suck it up. They told you you should get in a Tesla like they should because it's environmentally friendly. And a lot of liberals bought it because liberals never think towards second order effects. Liberals think about, you know, right what's in front of them, in front of their face. And they what real intellectual people do is Thomas Sowell says this all the time. Genuinely intellectually sound people will always say, and then what? Okay, so we're going to build a fleet of electric vehicles. And then what? What do we do with the batteries? We just ship them off into space. Where do we get the rare earth minerals? Oh, I didn't really think of that. The rare earth mineral ferry will do it. Like, they don't think of any of this because they're liberals. That's what they do. So one of the consequences of the liberal policies and pushing electric vehicles has been that the gas tax and the revenue from the gas tax, because they can't stay out of your pockets, has gone down. Because electric vehicles and even hybrids require less gas, and electric vehicles don't require any. They get their electricity from the grid, mostly coal. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, of course, you're a liberal. You're just figuring that out now. So if you're not putting gas in your car, then you're not paying the gas tax. Liberals are like, They just figured this out because they're dunces, and they can't stay out of your pockets. So now Biden in the infrastructure bill has a pilot program to study taxing you by the miles driven. How does that sound? How are they going to know that? Going to have to keep a mileage log on your car? They're going to know where you went? How are they going to do that? Have you thought of that? No, they're studying this right now. By the way, how isn't that a middle-class tax hike for people making less than $400,000 a year? Yeah, I'll wait. I'll wait for you. So just to be clear, you're promoting technology that has severe environmental consequences. I'm not suggesting they can't be overcome, but they do. Battery waste, mining. You promote that technology, and because you love taxes and your tax revenue goes down, you have to find a way to screw Americans over. So you want to monitor their activities, check how much they drive, and then you want to tax them again because your first tax didn't work because of a technology you promoted. Just to be clear, I got that all straight. Oh, by the way, in violation of a campaign promise you made to not raise taxes on people who make less than $400,000. I think that sums it up. I think that pretty much sums it up, does it? I think we're good on that, right? You keep falling for it, man. This is a triple pager today. It's actually kind of a 2.1 pager because I missed some stuff yesterday. These people lie to you all the time. They're going to monitor where you drive now and tax you based on that because you did what they said, because you follow liberal edicts and went and bought an electric car. Incredible. When is enough enough for you? Enough was enough for me the day this guy was inaugurated. Okay. I wanted to get to this segment yesterday. I skimmed through it quickly on the radio show, but I didn't get to the whole thing. Sadly, folks, America versus China. And I mean this sadly. What's the difference? No, really. What's the difference? Kristen Tate has an excellent piece in The Hill. It's in my newsletter yesterday. Again, Bongino.com/newsletter if you'd like to check it out. Please read it. It's called Coming Soon, America's Own Social Credit System. You know in China where they have a social credit score? You would get a social credit score in China based on your paying of bills, if you've been arrested, if you promote anti-regime propaganda. Let's say the score is out of 100. And your social credit score in China is, say, a 65. Well, because China is a communist fascist state, what China will do if you have a low social credit score is it will prohibit you from doing anything. Facial recognition cameras, you probably won't be allowed in buildings. You will basically live in a prison of your own home. You won't be allowed to bank. You won't be allowed to do anything. She describes it here, Kristen Tate, in the piece in The Hill. She says China's social credit system is a combination of government and business surveillance. It gives citizens a score that can restrict the ability of individuals to take action, such as purchasing plane tickets, acquiring property, or taking loans because of their behaviors. Given the position of several major American companies, a similar system may be coming here sooner than you think. So let's just sum up what the social credit score in China is. The government tells you to do something in China, promote regime propaganda, make sure you only have one or 1.5 kids, whatever it may be. Don't buy a house this big. Don't dare speak out against local communist officials. And if you do any of those things against the government edicts, you are banned from participating in social life. How's that any different than some of this stuff we're seeing in the United States now? No, I'm serious. I would like you to think this through. I know liberals, the clawing's begun, the foaming, the screaming at the skies, because you realize I'm right. How is the Chinese Communist Party banning people from partaking in social life because they're not doing what they tell them to do? How is that any different than this story in Politico by Amanda Eisenberg? New York City to mandate vaccines for indoor restaurants, gyms, and performances. So you don't get a medicine or a vaccine you don't want or don't need. And New York City is telling you you can't go to a gym, a performance, or a restaurant to eat. Please tell me what the difference is again. Government's mandating you do something. You don't do it. You get, in essence, a social score, which bans you from doing things. Anyone? Anyone else? And by the way, private business is playing into this too. Here's PayPal. Get away from them as soon as possible, by the way. PayPal partners with the Anti-Defamation League to fight extremism and protect marginalized communities. This is an ADL press release. They're proud of this. What they really mean is they're partnering with PayPal to go after conservatives. That's what this will morph into. To, again, make sure your business can't access pay systems, that your business can't operate, can't access the financial bloodlines and veins of the party. That's what they're doing here. Again, please explain to me how this is any different than what's happening in China right now. America versus China. Sadly. What's the difference? Here's another one from the piece in The Hill. Federal fingerprints aren't directly on recent actions yet, but the creation of a digital dollar would put an exclamation point on a new social credit score. Did you hear about this? Federal government's talking about creating a digital dollar. Oh, they can't wait to do that. Let me just bounce quickly to this story in case you think I'm making this up. Here's a Wall Street Journal story. China creates its own digital currency, a first for a major economy. America versus China. What's the difference now? Why would communists in the United States and communists in China fall in love with a digital dollar or a digital currency in China, the yuan. Why would they do that? Well, folks, you can't track cash. They don't know what you're doing. Well, they're not supposed to know what you're doing. You're a free, what business is it of theirs? You earn your money, you paid taxes on it, it's your cash. They don't like that. They want the digital dollar for a couple of reasons. Number one, they want to track everything you're doing. But number two, they want to make your dollar worth less. Why? Because the United States owes money to the world, debt, and its own citizens that it can never pay back. So the best way to get rid of that debt would be, in ordinary circumstances, to pay it down, correct? Not going to happen. The United States government is run by idiots who don't have enough money to pay it down. So they figured out a long time ago they'll have to monetize the debt. Memorize that term. Know it, love it, own it. You're going to need it. They decided a long time ago they're not going to pay it back. Matter of fact, they're going to run up more. And the way to get rid of the debt is to monetize it, meaning to devalue the currency through inflation. Your currency is worth less than inflation, right? Prices are more, meaning your currency buys less. It's worth less. To devalue the currency so much so that if you devalue the currency, you also devalue the debt too, meaning you have to pay back less. The problem is they can't do that with cash because they want the interest rates so low that they go negative. But you can't have negative interest rates. And interest rates are price of money. You want the price low, 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 because you want to pour money out there to make it worth less. You got it? Pretty simple to understand. The way to drive the price down to untold levels, unprecedented, is to go negative on interest rates. Well, you can't go negative on interest rates because what'll happen? People take their money out of the bank. They tried this in Japan. Negative interest rates. And people aren't going to keep their money in a bank account if the interest rates are negative. You're losing money every day, literally. That's what a negative interest rate is. So people in Japan took their money out and put the money in safes. The safe industry exploded. But what if you couldn't take the money out? What if your currency was all digital and every day you saw a tick, 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 your $100 is worth 99, 98, 97, 96, and you can't go to the bank and get it. It's all on a digital card somewhere. Communists love this stuff. Again, U.S. versus China. Sadly, what's the difference? Here's one final story to sum this up. So China, of course, this wasn't in the piece, but it's worth entertaining here because, again, what is the difference between the communists here and the communists there? China and communists love surveillance. Surveillance is how they keep their population in check. They got to see everything you're doing, so they watch you all the time. Make sure there's no subversives out there. So here's a story I saw in Time back in 2019. The entire system's designed to suppress us. What the Chinese surveillance state means for the rest of the world. They are the world's largest surveillance state. Look at this piece from Fox. Tucker Carlson, the NSA, is spying on this show. I ask you again, what's the difference? You think if the NSA is spying on Tucker Carlson, and we know the FBI spied on Donald Trump, I believe into his presidency as well, not just when he was a candidate, do you really believe they couldn't turn those spying tools on you too and that they're not doing it? China versus the U.S., what's the difference? One last thing before we go. I didn't have this in the show notes, so he's like, what are you going to talk about? The taking of property. Joe Biden declared that he was going to continue a moratorium on evictions. I know that sounds great to a lot of people listening. Oh, yeah, people who rent shouldn't be evicted during the pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, we currently have 8 million jobs unfilled in this country. We do not have an employment problem right now. Landlords, I know that has such an awful connotation. Oh, my gosh, landlords. Landlords are just property owners who invested in a property and owe money to the bank. I am not a landlord. I don't collect rent. My mother-in-law lives in the house we gave to her. I don't collect rent from her. I'm not a landlord. But that's my choice. These people have bills to pay. The Biden administration just said, no, people don't have to pay rent. And if you make them, you could go to jail. U.S. versus China. What's the difference? China takes private property all the time. Joe Biden just did it here. I'll ask you again, please, what's the difference? The communists here and the communists there are doing the exact same thing. All right, folks, I got to roll. Again, please tune in to my show this weekend. I'm very happy to bring to you President Trump on my Fox show, Unfiltered, Saturday night at 10 p.m. I think it's going to be a great interview. We always have a good time together. I'd really appreciate you tuning in. If you can't watch it live, set your DVR. Really matters. Thanks for your support. It means the world to me. I will see you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.